All right, as Elsa just mentioned, something else the president was talking about today, the woman he is nominating to become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. That would be State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, a former Fox and Friends host.
She's very talented, very smart, very quick, and I think she's going to be respected by all. So Heather Nauert will be nominated for the ambassador to the United Nations.
Now, to find out more about her, let's bring in our State Department correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Happy Friday to you.
Hi there.
So how has Heather Nauert's tenure as spokesperson been seen?
Well, I kind of look at it in two different periods, because when she first got there, her boss was Rex Tillerson. She didn't have much access to him, and she spent a lot of time kind of getting to know the State Department, getting to know the diplomats. And by the time Mike Pompeo came to office, Nauert was, you know, on the secretary's plane traveling, unlike during the Tillerson time. She had been elevated to Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. She was kind of the highest ranking woman at the time.
So much more in the loop.
Exactly. And she, when she did give briefings, she was quite a strong defender of President Obama's America First approach.
I want to ask about her record. State Department spokesperson, before that we mentioned she was at Fox and Friends as a journalist. Yeah. I notice you and I have not been fielding phone calls for the UN ambassador post. So how do her qualifications stack up against people who have held that job before?
Well, her credentials compared to the others who came before her are quite thin. And that has some UN watchers worried, because it says not so much about her, but it says what, you know, it has a lot to say about what this administration thinks about the United Nations.
Uh-huh.
You know, sending someone who's a spokesperson, who's quite good at delivering a message, but not necessarily one who's steeped in diplomacy. I mean, think about the people who held it before, you know, George H.W. Bush, Jean Kirkpatrick, Madeleine Albright, Richard Holbrooke, you know, the list goes on. And even Nikki Haley, who didn't have the foreign policy chops necessarily, did have the political skills. You know, she came in as being the governor of South Carolina and was quite respected and earned respect on the council for that.
You mentioned Nikki Haley, who served in this post, and it was cabinet level under her. Will it stay that way for Heather Nauert?
No. You know, usually, Mary Louise, the Democrats elevate it to a cabinet level post, kind of showing how important the United Nations is. Haley insisted that it remain that way because she wanted a seat at the table in the Trump administration. But the White House has confirmed that it's going to be downgraded for Nauert.
Okay.
She does still have to get Senate confirmation.
So we'll watch that. But I want to turn you to one other thing. You mentioned Nauert's old boss, Rex Tillerson, who has been mostly quiet since leaving the State Department. He made a rare public appearance in Houston this week that's creating some waves. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. Rex Tillerson called Trump a pretty undisciplined person who doesn't read a lot, doesn't read his briefs. He said it was a challenge to work with him, especially he's a guy who came from ExxonMobil and was very disciplined himself. And portions of this public event that he had in Houston aired on CBS this morning.
We did not have a common value system. When the president would say, well, here's what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it. And I'd have to say to him, well, Mr. President, I understand what you want to do, but you can't do it that way. It violates the law. It violates a treaty. You know, he got really frustrated.
Yeah. So he said he didn't share any values with the president, which was quite something. Hours after that aired, the president issued his rebuke via Twitter, of course. He said Tillerson, and this is a quote from the president, Tillerson is dumb as a rock and lazy as hell.
Dumb as a rock.
And I couldn't get rid of him fast enough.
Wow. And remind us, I mean, how many months since Rex Tillerson, the man that Trump appointed to the State Department, was running the State Department?
He was the shortest tenured State Department Secretary of State in history.
Wow. NPR State Department correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.